There we go. We gotcha. All right, it's officially recording, so I'm gonna do the introduction here. Welcome everybody to the Girl Let's Read Your Bible bi-weekly podcast. We had a little hiccup, but that's okay. I think hiccups are allowed right now in a global pandemic, so we'll just blame it on that. We will not officially take credit for that for any other reason. We'll just blame it on the pandemic. I'm blaming everything on the pandemic this week. If my socks don't match, it's the pandemic's fault. If I burn something when I'm cooking dinner, I'm blaming everything on the pandemic. So we're going to blame that little hiccup on that. So anyway, if this is your first time listening, which it may be because this is only the second episode, our episodes here are, we just basically are highlighting different people. We're going to have different guests on. We're airing every other week, and it's going to be people that either have just started their walk with God or people who have returned to God, and it's their walk with Him and how their life has changed by either committing to some type of daily meeting with Him, either through reading His Word or Bible journaling, faith journaling, whatever has worked for them. So we have a lot of great guests lined up coming up over the next few months. We're going to have other types of guests peppered in there too, but the majority of what we have for interviews coming up will be that, and I'm super excited. We have a huge group of ladies that are doing the very thing that I just talked about, and we're seeing a lot of life-changing things going down from meeting with God daily. So I'm very encouraged to see how this podcast can be an encouragement to other people. So today's guest is, I'll let her introduce herself. Go ahead, feel free to introduce yourself and then tell us a little bit about yourself. And I'll zip my lip for a minute and let you go.
My name is Jennifer Miracle. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three, and I love to cook and clean. It's the new thing, you know, reading about all the women in the Bible and what a Proverbs 31 woman is has really got me to where I enjoy being taking care of my home. So,
We just did a Bible study recently on the Proverbs 31 woman, with you bringing that up. I know a lot of ladies struggle with that. I was just talking with somebody recently about cleaning, and I'm one of the ladies that always struggled with that. My husband will bring that up, how I do things halfway when I clean something. I'll sort of clean something and sort of not clean something. And I think with you bringing that up, that's one of the things about a Proverbs 31 woman, is just when you do something, do it joyfully. So I think it's great that you brought that up. That's one of the things I always take from Proverbs 31, is just, you know, no matter what you're doing, do it for God and do it joyfully. So that's really great that you bring that up. So obviously this interview we're doing is about reading the Bible, connecting with God each day. I'm not sure how long that you've been connected with God, but could you tell us a little more about that? Like, you remember a time in your life before God, or when you did reconnect with God, and since you've done so, how that's changed your life, if you could tell us a little more about that.
So I've made a lot of bad choices, especially being an adult, and I was in jail in December, and as you know, I'm sitting in the cell, there's nothing to do, and as a joke to myself, I asked them for a Bible because I was bored. Well, I started reading, and on the third day, I just started feeling things, and I broke down, and I knew I had to change my life. And, you know, while you're in there, you don't, like I said, you don't have anything to do, so I was reading the Bible 12 to 13 hours a day. And when I got out, I knew that things had to change, and things have changed. And I am so glad that I spent those 25 days in jail, because had I not, I would not have the relationship with God and Jesus and everything. I would not be reading the Bible. I would not be able to have my kids in church and them knowing Jesus.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So your that is that your could you tell us a little bit about what your daily routine is now? Now that you're that, thank you very much for sharing that testimony. I know a lot of people aren't at their point in their walk with faith that they're comfortable sharing their testimony. So praise God that you are at that point where you're comfortable doing that, because that's huge. So thank you so much for doing that. But could you tell us a little more about what your daily I don't want to say routine because I don't like to look at it as a routine, but what your daily time with God looks like, what you do to spend time with him, what your routine would be as far as reading scripture, Bible journaling, what it is you do to connect with God each day?
Yeah. Well, when the children are in school, I usually get up about an hour before they get up, and I read through the Bible and I listen to podcasts and things. But now that they're out of school, I've been doing Bible study with them. So we've been watching different things on YouTube and reading the Bible together. So it's at any time. Mm-hmm. But I think what works best for me is if I have to get up in the middle of the night or anything, you know, I have a little talk with God or I read the Bible then, because I feel like he's waking me up for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that mm-hmm. personal time. But I can't keep a routine because my life changes every day, it seems. But
Yep. So do you have like a specific place at all, like a prayer room or a specific place? Do you do things, or is it more like just a wherever kind of thing? I mean, I know that you're saying that you adjust, which, you know, I with kids, believe me, I understand that. But do you have a specific place that you like to use also, or?
My bedroom, it is away from the rest of the house, and I can get quiet time there, and I'm most comfortable there. And I'm working on, after we get everything set up, to have a prayer closet for me and my husband and children to use when we want to be, you know, closed off from everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you also, I know you said you were talking about reading scriptures and reading with your children. Do you do any type of journaling or Bible journaling or anything like that? And if you do, could you tell us a little more about that?
I haven't started Bible journaling yet. I'm really interested in it. I've been mm-hmm. watching the ladies on your group and everything, and I just love it. I just love looking at everything they do.
Mm-hmm. So, could you tell us a little more? I know you shared your testimony. Are there any things, now that you say that you do meet with God daily, is there anything in your life that you could say that's different on a day-to-day basis by meeting with him, that's different daily from what your daily life was like before? For example, I can tell you from my testimony, by meeting with God daily myself, I don't have any anxiety. There are addictions that I have had that I don't have any longer. I don't live with any fear whatsoever. So there are different things that are different about my daily life because I walk with him daily. Is there anything you could tell us that your daily life now is different on a daily basis from what your daily life without God would have been like? Is there anything you could tell us about that?
I had anger issues before this, and now if I get angry, I you know, ask myself, what would Jesus do? And I've noticed I walk away. I don't say things that, you know, are wrong. I have mostly stopped cussing. I do slip up, but it is a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word, you know. My kids have noticed it too, and just how I deal with my children and my husband and my family has completely changed, because I mean, every person has a little bit of evil in them, but I was a very hateful person. And once I started reading the Bible and letting God change me, I knew I didn't want to be that angry, evil person anymore. So I really have to hold my thoughts back and my words back so I can be a better person. And reading the Bible and, you know, studying it has really changed me and everyone around me, because they say I'm a lot easier to live with now.
right. That's exactly right there what you described. For anyone that's listening, that's exactly what, in my opinion, what shining Christ's light, that's exactly what he meant when he said that you're, you know, a light on the hill that's exactly what it is when other people's lives around you are changing because they can see his change in you. So praise God for that right there. So you did say earlier that you are a member of our group, Girl, Let's Read Your Bible. So I just want to stress too, when I say that our group, a lot of people will say it's my group, but it's our group because we are the body of Christ together, and that's the purpose of the group. So you are a member of that group. Can you tell us a little bit about how that group has helped your walk or changed your walk in any way since you've joined that group?
I've seen a lot of great info, you know, other ladies post about how they interpret the scripture, and then but they tell you go read it and see for yourself, or just a lot of times when I need prayer or something, the ladies are there for me. And it's really great when you're especially a new Christian to have fellowship with others. It's mm-hmm. been hard for me, especially with church shut down, and you know mm-hmm. you need that fellowship, you crave it. And the group, the ladies in the group have really been there, really helped me along.
Yeah. So are there any tips? I think another thing that I would like to insert here is that, because you mentioned being a new Christian, and I think another thing that is always on my heart is no matter how long we walk with Christ, we're always children in Christ and we're all always growing. So we're all equally as important in the body of Christ. So we all have something to offer, whether it's our first day walking with Christ or our last day on this planet walking with Christ. So it's such an important thing that we all have something to offer. So with that said, are there any tips that you would have that you could offer for anyone that's just starting out today walking with God, to help them in their journey as far as, you know, getting in the Word, or any tips at all that you could offer?
Just dive right in. The worst thing that was going on when I, you know, started Bible studying was people was like, that won't last very long. Don't let people's criticism stop you. Don't be afraid to pull your Bible out wherever you are. Don't worry about what other people think, because the only person that matters is God and how you are doing in your walk. Especially at home, at first I was afraid to, you know, pull my Bible out in front of my husband because he is not a Christian. And I finally heard in the back of my mind, don't worry about it. You know, he can pretty much deal with it. You have to do this for you. Mm-hmm. So just do it for you. Make a little time for yourself. Don't be afraid to, you know, talk to other people, even if they're not Christians, about it. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that's absolutely, that's excellent advice. And you know, I'll tell you, my husband is a Christian, but he's not a read your Bible every day Christian. He tries to be, but I'll tell you, the more he sees me in the Word, the more he goes into the Word, and the more you see it pouring out of him. So setting an example is such an important thing. And you'll see that throughout the scripture where they're saying, you know, you'll read it, write the scriptures on the doorposts, you know, to be reading it to your children. And it's weaved throughout the scriptures that we're supposed to be, you know, just getting it into us, feeding off of it. So, and that's how it pours out of us into others. So that's actually excellent advice. So thank you for that. So this is a great question here. And actually, I just talked with someone about this yesterday and gave my opinion to her. If you could have dinner with any one person from the Bible, who would it be and why? I love this question.
It would be Jesus's mother, Mary. I just want to, you know, I want to find out how it was raising a perfect child that, you know, and then, you know, raising him and knowing that he was going to be sacrificed for everyone. And I just think that her faith and the whole plan that God set for her is just amazing. And I just feel like I would love to know her more and know, you know, her as a mother.
Yeah, And that she was a teenager when it all started. To have that kind of faith, I think what did the scholars say? She was about, guessing, about 13 or 14 or 15, somewhere in there, when the angels came to her. And I just, to have such faith at such a young age, that's powerful. The last question I have here, I know we got a brief interview today, but this is a short podcast. What's one thing you think would make the world a little bit better place? What a question during a global pandemic. But probably an easy question during a global pandemic. What's one thing you think would make the world a little bit better
place? If we give everyone more grace. God's gave us so much grace, and we mess up over and over. And just the people in your life, yes, they're going to mess up, but give them grace and, you know, let them work on themselves and help them work on themselves, because I think everyone thinks that, you know, you shouldn't mess up all the time. You're going to mess up a million times. So we should have the same grace that God gives us and let people make mistakes, but forgive them as long, you know. Of course, there's some things that can't be forgiven, but, you know, don't be so hard on people.
Boy, that about sums it up. That about sums it up. Well, thank you so much for sharing so much, being willing to share a personal testimony. That was awesome. Thank you for coming on today. I hope that you blessed everyone as much as you blessed me today. It was so nice of you to come on and share. I don't know if you'd be willing to pray with me. I would love to pray for everybody with the pandemic facing our nation. I mean, normally this isn't going to be a preaching podcast. This isn't that type of thing. I just want to interview people. But if you don't mind praying with me, I would love to pray for the pandemic.
That would be fine.
Okay. Father God, we would love to ask you to come to our aid in the midst of this crisis. Let us experience an outpouring of your healing, of your love. Please heal all those who are sick right now. Rid us of any fear, as we know fear is not from you. Let us walk in faith, working together in love to help one another right now in this time. Jesus, please stay close by our side in this uncertain time. Grant peace to those who are anxious in their spirits. There are so many that are so anxious. Please grant peace to them right now. Please be with our leaders, Father God. Give them the wisdom that they need, the foresight to act in charity and in true concern for the people that they're serving. Please come against Satan and all his tactics that are keeping people from receiving the gospel right now. Open their eyes to turn from the darkness and turn to your light. Forgive their sins. Please give us the courage to go boldly forth with your gospel right now. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, Jennifer Bishop Miracle, for coming on. This podcast will be on again in 2 weeks, Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Thank you, everybody. And we will see you again in 2 weeks. Be blessed, everybody.